Hello, beautiful people.
It's that time again.
I'm making so much noise.
Okay. The focus for today is projecting my voice so that way I can sit down comfortably and still record. On that note, let's get into that intro music. How are y'all? Happy belated Valentine's Day. Is that how you would say it? Happy belated? Yeah. Valentine's Day. Me, personally, I don't celebrate holidays like that. Like, for me, I only celebrate Christmas, Easter, any religious holidays. That's probably what I celebrate. Well, that's what I grew up celebrating. Do I celebrate it now? That's the real question. But let's talk a little bit about let's talk a little bit about Valentine's Day. I would have to say, hands down, this one that just passed had to have been my favorite out of all the ones that I can remember, because I was with people that I love, people that I'm getting to know, had some mimosas, even though I don't like mimosas, but hey, it's the vibes, you know. Had a really, really, really nice, what's this drink called? Moscow Mule. That is my go-to drink, but this one is blueberry flavored, and that host slapped so hard. It was so good. And this was partially planned by T, if you're listening. Thank you. I texted you a whole paragraph. She's probably not even listening. Anyway, this was planned by Tanya. If you watch the YouTubes, you already know who she is. And initially, the plan was for me to take her out, but we decided to make it like a Galentine's Day. Why don't we just have some of our closest friends? And it ended up being like five of us. We went out for brunch, and it was just such a great and relaxing and fun experience. Like, we were singing, we threw on some old throwback music, we were singing Drake and Josh intro. Just, it was such a vibe. Like, it was the only, like, it was such a vibe. Like, I had so much fun. And I remember the last time I had that much fun. Like, coupled with good food, good drinks, good energy, and like, it was a nice mixture of people in there. Like, nobody felt out of place. Like, the employees were all inclusive. It was such an inclusive, like, space, and I had so much fun. And then just to top it all off, what ended up happening, like, T treated me to massage. Like, I got a massage for the first time in probably my entire life. And I'm not gonna lie, my shoulders are killing me because she was digging into my back. Like, she said, dang, why you got some strong ass back? Like, she was really digging in there. Now I can't even lift my arms up because my shoulders are so sore. But it was such a relaxed, I lost a lash during the massage. Like, it was just a relaxing experience. Granted, I was worried about how the day was gonna start because we got there, it was too late, my car battery died, my feet was hurting, like, we had to wait an hour, but the hour flew by so fast. It was just, it started out rocky, but you know what, I just kept saying, at the end of the day, I'm with people that I care about, I'm gonna have fun. And I did, I had such an amazing time, and I came home to do absolutely nothing, and it was great. And I even cleaned up my room after I did nothing. I did nothing, I fell asleep, and I came back and I cleaned my room. Like, that was such an amazing time. And that leads me into today's topic. 2021 is the year that I'm gonna harness my friendships. I am going to nurture and grow some lifelong friendships. For me personally, when it came to having friends, I was never really good at it. It was always the fact that I moved around a lot. I didn't know how to keep friends. And I'm just a lot personally, like, my energy is a lot. And if some people are not used to that, like, it's a lot to be friends with me. I just have such a dominating personality. And you have to be strong within yourself to be able to handle that. And I am finally at the stage in my life where I could make lifelong friends. And I think those people who are in my lives who I keep regular contact with, those are the people that my kids are going to grow up and call aunties. And I couldn't have it any other way. And I am not one to be sentimental like this. I'm not one to be, oh my God, my friends. But just that experience yesterday was Valentine's Day for me. It would be 2 days ago for you because this comes out on Tuesday. Today's Monday. Look at me ahead of time. But it was such a wonderful experience. And I couldn't have it any other way. Like, I texted T on some, oh my God, thank you so much for yesterday. Like, I couldn't believe you did that for me. I'm so thankful. And that just made me realize, like, I want to have more experiences like this. Like, I missed out on experiences like this in college because I was hung up on some stupid boy. And I got to miss out on building beautiful friendships and building beautiful memories that pretty much everyone else besides me did. Because, like, for me, hold on, my hair is getting in the way of life. But for me personally, whatever guy that I'm with, they have to be my best friend. Like, you're automatically going to be my best friend if I'm with you. Like, I'm going to tell you everything. We're going to do everything together. And I think when I was in college, I didn't learn a balance between that. I was so hung up that I missed the chance to create memories. But now we're in a spot where it's like, granted, we're not balling like that, but we can actually do more fun and exciting adventures. We can go on crazy adventures. We can build. Oh, I'm so excited. I'm so excited for this journey. And I think it leads me to say, like, I already said this, but this is the time to nurture those friendships. This is the time to look within yourself and it's like, oh, who do I want to have in my life right now? Like, I'm currently 23. And sorry, I'm like reminiscing. Like, I'm currently 23 and I'm finally getting in contact with like childhood friends that I grew up with that we lost connections over the years because I came to America and they were still in Nigeria, but now one of them is in America, the other one's going to Canada, the other one's going somewhere else. Like, we're just like all over the world where I'm just like slowly trying to like build those friendships again. Like, I'm still very close friends with three people from high school, like Zanab. We were on the wrestling team together. Like, now she lives in Pittsburgh with me, and it's just having that friendship. And it's such a different dynamic because she's a wife and she's a mom. And, you know, like, I can go to her when it comes to certain things in regards to that aspect, even though I'm not a mom or a wife. So, like, I think there's a sense of maturity that comes with her, but it's also fun at the same time. Like, I'm just building friendships. Gen Z thoughts and the power of friendship. And I think it's important in this time that we're in now, especially with everything that's going on in the world, like, take a closer look at those who are around you and try to figure out, like, okay, do I want you in my life? Do I want my kids to be around you? Do I want to have my family be associated with you? Can I see you in my life long term? I think I'm at that stage where it's like, I would rather have like 5 close friends or 2 close friends or 3 close friends that I can call, like, those are my girls or those are my people, than have like a bucket load of friends that I can hit up whenever, like, not hit up whenever. Like, I am perfectly content with having a small but strong friend group. And when it comes to, like, my history with friendships, like I tried to, like, allude to before, it hasn't really been the best. Like, I know I went through friends in college, like, I was changing lipsticks, or I was changing underwear. Like, it was frequent, as you should be changing your underwear frequently, as I've come to learn. Not come to learn, but, like, get rid of them. Just get rid of it. If it's old, that's a different topic for another time. But I went through so many friendships. I've learned so many things. And it's just, personally, I think I'm a little hesitant to talk about those friendships because it's like some of them still went unsolved or unrectified. It was just not going to happen. And I think for me, it came down to, I'm the type of friend where it's like, I don't like when people are clingy with me or when it's like you need constant attention 24/7. I can't handle friendships like that. Like, I like my own space. I like my friends to have their own space. And it's like when we come together, it's as if like we were never apart. And that's how my friendship thrives. And I think now I'm learning how to better communicate that with people. So it's like, okay, well, here's how I am as a friend. Like, I understand, but however, comma, like, I do require my own space. Like, I don't want to be up and under your ass 24/7, or I don't want you to be up and under my ass 24/7. Like, I enjoy that. And I think I'm in a better mindset to properly communicate that with my friends. And I think we're older and more mature to be able to understand, like, okay, this is just how everyone operates in different friendships. If you watched my previous YouTube video, which you should, follow me on YouTube at Bukola, or wait, subscribe to me on YouTube at Bukola Abyss. Also follow me on Instagram at Bukola Abyss. But if you watched my past YouTube video, we did girl code, and one of the girl codes, like we talked about, was never choose a guy over a friend. And if I've learned one thing is relationship comes and goes, but friendships, lifelong friendships are there to stay forever. Like, you can't guarantee, like, granted, nothing is guaranteed. Like, you can't guarantee people are always going to be in your lives. But if you've put enough effort on both sides into a friendship, 9 out of 10, like, that friendship will last a very long time. Sometimes a friendship might last longer than any relationship could ever. And to me, it's just, yes, you know, like, my guy friend or my boyfriend, whoever, my partner is always going to be my best friend. But I think it also comes down to, like, understanding, like, I have lifelong friends outside of my personal relationship. I don't even know where I'm trying to go with that, but hopefully you're catching what I'm putting down. I hope you're catching it, because me, I caught it, but then I dropped it. And a part of me, you know, sometimes, like, regrets how I moved or how I behaved in certain friendship. Like, I had one friend who was really, really close to me, who I considered my sister. Like, my family knew of her. Like, she was my best friend. She was my person. However, just fundamental differences and, I guess, timing. I don't know. It was just one of those friendships that were in a moment, like, that will last the moment type of thing. And the friendship kind of blew up in an explosive way. And, you know, we tried to make amends and try to come on top of it, but it just never was the same. And I think back to those friendships and it's like, wow, like, what would happen if you were still in my life, you know? Granted, you know, some friendships needed to end, some people don't need to be in your lives at certain moments, some people don't need to be in your lives ever. And I think it's understanding, like, when to let something go. Like, yes, you've had a great run, yes, like, this was a beautiful friendship in the moment, but sometimes it's just not meant to last a lifetime, and that's perfectly okay. There's nothing wrong with that. And I think that was the biggest lesson that I've learned with that friendship. And don't get me wrong, like, if it's weird, because when that friendship ended, I kept having dreams about her in the sense of, like, oh God, I'm so worried. Like, is she okay? Like, I kept having dreams like something was happening to her, but, like, I couldn't reach out because I'm pretty sure she blocked me. But it was just like, I was still worried. I think a part of me will always care for those friendships that I've lost if there were, like, a deep, deep connection. Like, a part of me will always care, like, I hope you're okay, I hope you're doing well for yourself. And, you know, thank God to social media, if you guys cordially follow each other, you can just, if they post, you're like, okay, well, they're doing good. But sometimes, you know, like, you can't really tell what you're going through on social media. However, I digress. Sometimes it's important to learn when to let go of a friendship, but that doesn't mean just completely forget or throw away everything that happened in said friendship, because if it was such a great experience for you to call that person family, then there's something of value to keep and to learn out of it. I say all of that to say, I think in this time that I'm in right now, I'm going to focus more on building friends. Count how many times I'm going to say lifelong friends and friendship. I think I'm going to focus more on that. Like, it's funny because my parents keep asking me, like, oh, who are you dating? Who are you with? And for once, like, when I say I'm not talking to anybody, like, I'm not lying. Like, I actually am not talking to anyone. Like, I have no prospects whatsoever. I work from home, so I'm not meeting anybody. Unless I happen to meet somebody through a friend, like, I'm not meeting anybody anytime soon. Nor do I think I'm in that mindset of that. Nor do I think, like, I'm ready to... Like, relationships just are so... It's a lot. It's emotionally draining. And it shouldn't be draining, but I feel like anytime I try to get into anything, I just feel like it's so draining. And it's just like, and there's nothing wrong with that. I am. If you listen to my last episode, you remember the guy who said, I feel like your walls are so high. You know what? Fuck you. But I'm just not ready. I'm not ready to be in anything like that. I just think my focus are elsewhere. And there's absolutely nothing okay with that. Don't let your family force you or shame you into getting into a relationship. Like, I just keep telling my parents, when the time is right, it will happen. When the time is right, it will happen. Because, like, I know they're waiting for me to say, like, yeah, so this is the person I'm going to marry. Oh, yeah, let's do it. But, and granted, like, I'm the only child for my mom. I'm the only daughter for my dad. Like, I'm the oldest kid, too. So it's just like, okay. When's the time? You're not in school anymore. And like other family members are asking me that too. And it's just, I'm not ready. I'm not ready. And I'm going to keep telling myself like, it's okay to take my time with this because I think one thing that I remember or I've learned, this thing's pinning me. My ears are pinning me. Jesus. But if there's one thing that I've learned is as an African kid I've always felt as though like, oh, I have to hurry up and find somebody and everybody you date or if you only, I don't mind me trying to say, I'm getting tired, y'all. But like, I always felt like, as an African kid, it was always like, well, the person you're dating is the person you're marrying. And I think I never necessarily learned how to date just to date. It was always just like, dating with the intention of marrying. And there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. But if you're so focused on getting married, it makes it hard to like notice the signs of, well, this person might not be right for you. Because they might fit every other category. But like sometimes this might just not be the person you're meant to be with. And, you know, I'm tired of going into that mindset of I have to hurry up and get into a relationship so I can get married, so I can make my parents happy. Well, like, no, I'm not doing that anymore. I think, like I said, my early 20s, as of right now, my focus is building friendships that will last me a lifetime. Anyway, I think that's where I'm going to end today's episode. Nice, short, and sweet. So you can listen to this on your car ride to work. Short and sweet. I ain't got time for all them long ass episodes, okay? It's too draining. It's too much. But how many times am I going to say it on my Instagram? How many times am I going to smack my lips at the microphone? Follow me on Instagram. Follow me on TikTok. Follow me on YouTube. All on the same Bukola Abis that is on the podcast. And I'm going to spell it for you one good time. And that is BUKOLA.EBIS. Okay, I'm done. I am done. And thank you guys so much for listening. And y'all will hear me next week on Gen Z Thoughts. All right. Bye, y'all. Bye.